Cuba, and much more. Today is Wednesday, August 30, 2023. Cuba is consolidating the recovery work started yesterday after the definitive departure to the north of Hurricane Idalia, which hit the westernmost region of Cuba. The most significant damages were reported in the electric service, communications, and agriculture, particularly in Pinar del Río, the westernmost province, although Artemisa and the special municipality of Isla de la Juventud were also affected, according to the preliminary assessment. Manuel Marrero urged the ministers to visit as soon as possible each scenario beaten up by the meteorological event, in line with the guidelines given by President Miguel Díaz-Canel. Meanwhile, brigades of linemen and other specialists from territorial demarcations not affected by Idalia are heading for the western region, and resources are being mobilized to support the recovery efforts. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Tuesday checked the preparations for the start on September 4 of the 2023-2024 school year, the first after the COVID-19 pandemic, which will be 46 weeks. At the meeting, the president insisted on the need to provide differentiated attention to education sector workers who work in complex conditions. He also indicated that a proposal should be drawn up to include periodic medical checkups and consultations, in addition to the offer by local governments of affordable commercial options. This working meeting took place after the tour of directors and officials of the Ministry of Education throughout the country to evaluate the conditions and guarantees for the beginning of the next school term. At the end of the meeting, the Minister of Education, Naima Trujillo, declared to the press that the tour allowed the verification of the main concerns, many of them related to teacher coverage, the assurance of the study material base, and the attention to teachers. The retrospective exhibition, The Memory of the Erased, dedicated to the centenary of the Cuban painter Servando Cabrera, continues to be exhibited this Wednesday at the National Museum of Fine Arts in Havana. The exhibition, which closes on September 5, is a journey through the work of the creator, considered one of the most important Cuban plastic artists, author of more than 130 paintings, including charcoal portraits, oil paintings, engravings, and other techniques. According to Master Rosemary Rodriguez, a student of Cabrera's life and work, the painter studied in the San Alejandro School of Fine Arts and later gradually broke with erudite canons. Through all his creative phases, Cabrera navigated under the influence of the Picasso of the blue, pink, and neoclassical periods, traveled to Spain, Greece, Mexico, and Central America. More than 50 workers from the electricity sector of the central Cuban province of Santi Spiritus left on Tuesday for Pinar del Río to support the reestablishment of that service affected by Hurricane Idalia in the westernmost part of the country. The general director of the company, Joanny Acosta, said that the workers from Santi Spiritus were assigned to repair all the damages in the municipality of San Juan y Martinez, although the disposition is to carry out other tasks in correspondence with the urgency of the connections. More than 60% of Pinar del Río's customers are without electricity. The greatest damages are reported in Sandino, Guane, Mantua, San Luis, San Juan y Martinez, Consolación del Sur and Viñales, as well as in circuits of the provincial capital. Acosta commented that in Santi Spiritus there are still specialized personnel who are working on the solution of some damages caused by the rains in the municipalities of Yaguajay and Trinidad, in addition to maintaining the response service to customers' requests. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.